It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Where some people are jury-rigging, other people are jerry-rigging. And at least some of those people are wondering, who's right?
I'm one of them. That's what they say. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This jury jerry-rigging issue came up while I was editing a story, and I think it's rather confusing. The writer used jury-rigged to mean something that was haphazardly constructed, and I thought, no, that's jerry-rigged. I think I'm wrong, aren't I?
Actually, you're both right at this point. Historically, though, the person you were editing is right, that historically it's jury-rigged. From what we can tell, this comes from sailing, and it comes from a jury mast, which was a mast on a ship that was makeshift, that they constructed quickly. Now, exactly where the jury comes from, we're not sure. Some people say maybe it's a shortening of injury, but jury-rigged shows up by the 19th century. Now, jerry-rigged seems to come from the expression jerry-built. And jerry-built referred to a house that had been thrown up quickly with poor materials. That shows up in English in the 19th century. Again, I'm sorry to say we don't have great information about where that comes from. And what we see by the mid-20th century is that jerry-rigged and jury-rigged have gotten a little confused with each other.
But you can rig a jury if you have enough money.
You can rig a jury. And this, from what I can tell, is unrelated. So the jury and jury rigged is not the same jury as rigging a jury. Rigging a jury comes from the sense of rig as in to cheat. The noun rig, which meant a fraudulent scheme or a trick, became a verb. And then you can rig the markets, you can rig a jury.
Exactly. Here's another one I see quite often, and it's moot point versus mute point.
The word moot goes all the way back to Old English, and it meant a meeting or assembly, came to mean a discussion that you might have at that kind of assembly. And by the 16th century, it was used in the law for the discussion of a hypothetical case by students. And we still use it that way, moot court, where students practice. Now, a moot, when moot became an adjective, it was used to refer to a discussion that was open to debate, the kind of thing you might talk about at a moot. But over time, the adjective came to refer to a question not that was open to debate, but that was unresolvable and perhaps therefore not relevant.
But what about the mute?
And this is just a great example of an egg corn. Now that people aren't sure what a moot is, they have reinterpreted this, and a moot question, which is irrelevant, is now mute because it really can't talk because it has nothing to say.
Well, as long as they don't put us on mute, it's all good. Thanks, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.